Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Sorry, I was just chatting to AJ during the break there about loads of new trailers which have just kind of dropped on YouTube. Recently, of course, the new Superman, which is out in July, that new trailer dropped. Looks great, I'm going to be honest with you. There's even a super dog in it. his name is Crypto. And the new trailer for the Fantastic Four, which has been remade about three times in the last 20 years, and they made a Hanes of it. But this time around, maybe it's better. It's very kind of retro-y. They made it look like it's the 70s, you know, going back to the original Fantastic Four, which looks really good. And in May, Final Destination, I don't know what part we're at now, probably 8 or something like that, I don't know. But I have to say, I love the Final Destination movies. I think they're just really clever. They keep you on the edge of your seat, and there's a new one out in May, and the trailer looks great. Provided you don't mind a little bit of gore. They're like the Saw movies. Remember the Saw movies? I loved the Saw movies. I know they're gory, but I just thought they were extremely clever. And they made you think at the end, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Anyway, the cost of stamps is due to rise. Unpust has announced that the price of a stamp to increase by 25 cents to 165 at the end of the month. That's just for a letter, by the way. It will then increase for business customers on March the 1st. As the current price of a stamp is 140, the increase represents a jump of almost 18%. Justifying the increase, Unpust said, the cost would still be below the European benchmark of 188. And it also stated that the postal prices were increasing around the world due to the decline in the number of letters being posted. I don't think that's a fair reason, by the way, to increase a price because people aren't using the service as much as they used to. And I understand that means the cost factor goes up for them. But in saying that, I don't think it's fair because all that's going to happen is then you make matters worse because by increasing the price so much, less and less people are going to use it. Anyway, so the prices are having to go up basically to cover the fact that the service is no longer being used by most of us. The whole service is being done away with, essentially. I mean, we don't receive bills and statements by post anymore. Most of it's all online. We certainly don't send letters like we used to. The only thing really we send is birthday cards or Christmas cards. And we even don't do that as much as we used to anymore. With that being said, I want to talk about other things that we don't do anymore and that we might kind of miss. And I kind of do miss the idea of people sending letters to each other, although it was kind of snail mail and it took a while. You know, I do kind of miss it. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I want to talk about other things that we don't do anymore, like buy a calendar, use a diary, rent out videos, you know, and then all sit around watching it that night. Let's get a movie. Movie night. And you go down to, you know, your local Blockbuster or Extra Vision at the time. And, you know, two or three, you go down to the family and you'd pick one based on the cover and how well it looked and how good it looked. And then you go home and watch it, you know, and it looks great. You know what I mean? And you're all sitting watching it as a family or looking forward to watching something on television because we had a schedule on television of live things. Do you remember when people watched television live and not catch-ups and recordings? People rarely watch live television anymore. It's all streaming now. You can watch it anytime you want. You don't have to wait till the next episode. They drop every episode at the same time, the whole season, don't they? Usually on Netflix and things like that. By the way, that's just another thing I mentioned. Night Agent season 2 is out, by the way. It's great. So we don't do those things anymore. And I'm wondering what you would like to see make a bit of a comeback. What things do you miss from the past that, you know, really you'd like to see come back again? I mean, I'll give you an example of one thing that went and came back is vinyl. Vinyl records. I love them. You know, I had a massive collection of them. And they disappeared, of course, after CDs come along, which were a disaster. Absolute disaster. The quality of vinyl, the quality of sound. Now, they did deteriorate in time, if you play them a lot. But the quality of sound, if you had a good system, a good turntable and a good amplifier and speakers, was far superior. And I know because I worked in the nightclub industry. You could tell immediately when somebody was using a CD. Didn't have the same level of depth, bass. The sound wasn't the same because CDs, the music is compressed digitally to make it fit on a CD. So a lot of those frequencies that they claim the human ear can't hear are deleted to make it fit on a CD. And the same goes, by the way, for streaming audio. When you listen to Spotify or you listen to iTunes or Amazon Music or whatever it is, the audio quality is not the same as vinyl because, again, they want to reduce the size of the file. Because obviously they need massive hard drives for the, you know, 10 million zillion songs that they have. So they reduce the quality. And, you know, the quality is not the same, no matter how good your sound system is in the car. Anyway, the question I want to ask you is, what are those things that you miss that we used to do and really you'd like to see them come back again? Let me go to Stephen. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how's it going?
Good. Stephen, you're going to give out about the stamps.
Oh, yeah. And also bring back memories thing as well.
Hmm.
But the stamp, oh my goodness, it's very shocking because they're increased. You know, like over the years, you pay 25 cents for the stamp.
Oh, yeah. That was the day of the days. Yeah. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
And also, I just Googled it up just before I came on your show. And back in the 90s, you could pay about 30 pence.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, but things do go up in price. I get that. That's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. But by the way, but it is a dying thing. I mean, very few people send letters anymore.
That's true because, you know, a lot of people don't send Christmas cards or birthday cards like they used to be.
No, like, no.
Let go back to the 90s and then the noughties. They were the good days.
Mm. And do you still send letters?
Oh, yeah, I you send letters myself and a long time ago, but the odd time I go to the post office myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, paying €1.65, oh my goodness.
Gobby with the days, you'd have to go in and lick a stamp and stick it on the envelope. Nowadays, you don't even have to lick them. They have sticky stuff on them.
They have sticky stuff, yeah. I've had sticky stuff on it.
Yeah, so you don't even have to. Do you remember the taste of it? You'd be licking it.
Oh, yeah.
At Christmas when you would send them 4 million cards. Or do you remember when you used to go on holidays, Stephen, and you'd send everybody a postcard? Do you remember that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
And there was a whole thing at the time. The funny thing was you'd arrive home before the postcards. The postcards wouldn't get there until after you were home and all.
That's true. That always happened to me.
Mm. But it was cheap enough to do it. You'd send about 20 postcards to people you knew and, you know, a nice little postcard. Wish you were here. Having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the weather. You know, nowadays we just send them a picture on our iPhone.
That's true because now we have technology phones. Like years ago, we had those old classic Nokia
phones. Yeah, 5210s or 6210s or whatever they were, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You can still buy them, by the way.
Oh, you can, yeah. But now they have cameras on them now.
I know, yeah. And you can get on the internet. But they're a good phone to buy for a kid because you can't, they're not a smartphone as such.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't go on TikTok on them and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You can't go on social media.
No.
Mm, you can get your email and that's about it. So, yeah, email has kind of taken over from letters. People send emails
it
now.
Has.
Mm. Is that a bad thing or a good thing? It's good for the economy, I suppose, but in general for society, is it a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing because, you know, when you have work or do a bit of paperwork or send emails and they help you out and it's so easy. But if you wait to post them, you could be dazed on getting them.
Yeah. Anything else, by the way, Stephen, that you miss that we used to do many years ago, but we don't do anymore?
Oh, I miss watching Glenroe on a Sunday night.
Yeah, a lot of What was it, Miley and your woman in the bush in the haystack?
Biddy. Yeah.
And Miley in the haystack, having it off.
Yeah. And not only, but that's the other TV show, Brookside. Remember Brookside used to be on Channel 4?
Is that gone now? I couldn't tell you. Is it gone? Yeah, Brookside.
It's gone since nearly 22 years.
Oh, is it? Right, that shows you how much I know about Brookside. I remember it. But
I love it.
Yeah. Mm.
And also the Den on RTE, presented by Ray Darcy and Dustin the Turkey.
Yeah, I thought that was about that. Yeah, he was good at that. That was about the height of his ability. He was actually good at that, doing the Den, because he kind of appealed, I suppose, to the kids with Dustin and Zig and Zag. Mm.
And Podge and Rog.
Podge and Rog. Yeah. It was funny, by the way, when I was watching that documentary the other night at Boyzone, and Louis Walsh come on, he was the image of Podge. Anyway,
let me tell you, Louis Walsh was in Celebrity Big Brother last year.
Oh, that's right, he was. Stephen, thank you for that. Let me go to Rob. Rob, hi, how are you doing?
Good night, you know, how are you all?
Good. Rob, stamps are, I suppose, a dying thing now, sending letters, you know, it's not something we really do very much anymore.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We're certainly not doing any favours on post as regards
putting the price
encouraging
up.
People to send letters.
Yeah, you would imagine the good way to get people back into doing something like that would be to decrease the price.
Wouldn't you think that, yeah?
Yeah, you would imagine so.
But
the brains behind Unpus decided, let's put the price up because we're not selling as many anymore. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, typical stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, I remember the days, you know, the postcards into the gay porn show and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the big, you'd have the big box on the stage and there'd be like, I don't know, 5,000 postcards with the right answer on it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as time went on, it turned out to be just a drum. Do you remember it was like a revolving drum?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because more people were making phone calls. And now there's no cards at all. Everybody just rings the text number now.
Yeah, it's made it a bit impersonal, you know, impersonal, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it would be my thinking. I mean, letters now, I'd be a great believer in letters. I'd send off a good few cards and all at Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. But that's even declined. Yeah. People used to send cards to kind of everybody they knew. But now it's just three or four of your closest family, friends or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, what other things do you miss, Rob, kind of that we used to do?
I'll tell you what I do miss as well. The milk bottles.
Oh, yeah.
The glass milk bottles,
yeah. They were great.
Because it's not only that, the taste of the milk was better.
Yeah.
Better taste as well.
Yeah, because of the cream on the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't understand why we got rid of glass milk bottles. Because if we're all about the environment and recycling, those milk bottles were used over and over and over again because they were taken back the next day by the milkman, back to the dairies, and they were washed steamed with boiling water to clean them and everything else, and then refilled and put back out and then on your step the next morning.
And then You had to, I mean, depending on where you were living as well, like all the boards would rub the milk off you in the morning.
Yeah, you come down the morning with little holes in the top of the tin foil because the birds were drinking it. Yeah, the cream. Yeah.
So the milkman were cute, or some of them were cute, or they put them down on the side, light them down, and they wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
The boards wouldn't be able to get.
Yeah, well, the whole idea of the milkman himself, like, it was primarily men in those days, it was called the milkman. I mean, they're practically gone now. There is still some around, but they're practically gone now.
Yes, but they only bring around those plastic Tetra Paks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. But I miss the. That's something I do miss, actually. Vinyl, of course, that was a great comeback. That made a good comeback, though.
Mm. Now, the only thing I will say about the vinyl comeback is the vinyl is expensive now. Mm.
It is expensive.
Yeah.
But I remember the DJs at the time, the early 90s, saying, oh, yes, CDs were the way forward.
No, I was a DJ. I never said that. Never said that. I was one of the last ones to move to CD. I just refused to do it. I just didn't want to do it. You know, because I loved vinyl. I loved the feel of vinyl. I loved the sound of vinyl. I was working in Club M and we had a fabulous Bose sound system. And I was working out in Tomango and we had a Magnum sound system out there, one of the best sound systems in the country. It was like 130 decibels. 130 decibels. It was louder than Concord. And and when you stood in front of the bass bin on the dance floor in Tomango and I'd put on something like even an old song like Roxy Music, Let's Stick Together, when that went, your trousers would waggle in front of the bass then because the sound, the bass. But you did that in CD, it just didn't happen anymore. It was clinical. The sound was clinical. You know what I mean? Mm.
And that was out in Sands, wasn't it?
Sands Hotel. Yeah, Tomango, where the gang go.
Yeah, where the gang goes.
We used to call it Joe. People used to call it Joe Mangoes. I don't know why.
Yeah. But lovely times, much nicer, I think.
Mm. By the way, that's another thing, by the way, that's kind of a dying thing that's disappearing is nightclubs. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The nightclub industry is kind of not in bad shape. There's one or two good nightclubs around still doing the business. But generally speaking, we've gone from having the most amount of nightclubs per head of population in the world to probably having the least amount.
Definitely. Yeah. We've gone through. That's another thing as well. I was just thinking, when you're getting your diesel or your petrol, you used to be to get it into your car, but they put it into the car for you.
Oh, yeah, that somebody would come out and help you. Yeah, and he'd wash your window and check your oil.
Yeah. Everything that's gone. You might get it down to country, I don't know now.
Yeah, you might, still some places in rural Ireland, but there was a time where you could pull in off the side of the road and somebody would have a house with two pumps outside it. You know what I mean? And you could fill your car up. Now, but they're not allowed to do that anymore. That's now illegal. You must have a proper forecourt and a roof and all that kind of thing. So you're not allowed to do that kind of thing where you would have the pumps at the side of the road. You know?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Obviously, health and safety.
Yeah. And we'll kind of understand that, I suppose, to some degree. You know, we weren't too keen on health and safety back in the 1960s. Yeah. Not that I believe any, not that I know that any of these blew up or anything like that, because I don't think they did. But no. The other thing is, of course, that people miss is, you know, diaries. We don't use diaries anymore. We don't use anything like that anymore. It's all on our phones now. We don't watch live television anymore.
Yeah, you were just saying something. I just want to ask you something there, Noel. With the streaming, you say we do, which you see, I'm doing a bit of it myself, but I find the streaming is not as clear as the cable.
Mm. Well, it depends on now if your cable, if the cable channel you're watching is broadcasting in, you know, one I think it's 1080 DPD or HD, because like it depends on where you're. Like RTE is horrendous. The quality of RTE is horrendous by times.
Right.
And you would be far better off recording it, maybe. I don't know, but the quality is just awful sometimes. You would, in 2025, I don't know how they can get it so bad. But in saying that, look, the same with music. When you're listening to your online streaming services for music, the quality is not as good as vinyl or not as good as the original CD.
No, it's not. 100%, yeah.
No, because it's compressed. It's all compressed audio, you know?
Yeah.
So you're not getting the quality that we would have got years ago.
But yeah. Still, what you're saying, Lloyd, as well, is, I mean, we've become very impersonal, though.
Mm.
I think the personal touch has gone over.
Yeah, yeah. The interaction between people.
With the me, immediate. I want everything immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
We've become a very demanding nation. Do me a favour, stay there for a second, Rob, because I want to go to Jessica and Martin, but I have to go to a very short break.
Yeah, one of the texts, by the way, says about glass milk bottles. You knew it was Christmas was on the way when the foil tops at the top of the bottles had an image of a little robin or a holly or a Christmas pudding on them. I remember that. I do remember that. Yeah. I do remember the Millennium bottles. When was the 1988? Wasn't that the Millennium? There was the Millennium bottles, which had the kind of the Dublin Millennium on them. Jessica, hi. How are you?
Hiya.
How you doing, Jessica? Okay, so the stamps initially is what I was talking about, the cost of stamps going up. But do you write letters?
Mm. Oh, no, I text or email, but I'm just because I'm part of that generation that everyone gives out about.
Yeah, so you wouldn't even miss it if the stamps were gone?
No, it wouldn't have that much of an effect on me. But I would say it's like a dying art at this stage, sending out the letters.
Seems to be a dying art just to use a pen nowadays for most kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure, look at them. They don't even need to. If you put a dictionary in front of them, they wouldn't know how to use it.
No, because everything is AI'd and Googled for them. But and a lot of kids don't know how to use, don't have good handwriting anymore. They have terrible handwriting because they don't need to write a lot.
Because I remember in school with the calligraphy lessons, and if it was literally an inch under the line or if it looked wrong in any way, you'd start that over again.
Oh, remember that? Yeah, if you went over the line. That's right. Yeah, there was the three lines. And you had to
use your index finger as a space. And if it was too short, nope, you start all over again.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So what else do you miss, by the way? Well, I suppose you're quite young, so there was nothing really around that's kind of not around anymore.
No, but I find a lot of stuff, like when you mentioned Extravision, I was like, oh, I used to love when my sisters would go down on the Friday, pick out a few films. You'd even get two big tubs of Häagen-Dazs. You get a large popcorn, two films, and a Maltesers pack for like £15. I think if you were to do that now, to go to just a regular cinema,
yeah, you need to hand in your wages.
Yeah. You'd have to pay a mortgage.
Yeah, that sounds like a deal, all right, doesn't it? Yeah. So was that Extravision or was it Blockbusters? I can't remember. There was two of the main ones were Extravision and Blockbusters, right?
Oh, but we had Extravision down the road from us, so
yeah, Extravision was amazing. The guy that owned Extravision, they expanded in a really quick time. And people at the time said, you're expanding too quickly.
Like you could rent games and everything off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. They expanded into the UK and everything. And then all of a sudden they went bankrupt. You know, because they just expanded too quickly.
Stuff like Netflix and streaming and all. And that's when they became the new thing. And then recording stuff on Sky or the old UPC boxes, whatever it was. Like,
yeah, yeah. And then once we start recording things, we didn't watch things live anymore.
Mm, you just do it on the catch-up.
Yeah. Which is a bit of a pain, really, isn't it? When I say it's a pain, you kind of miss the idea of when I was a kid on a Saturday, the Generation Game, I'm sounding really old here now, the Generation Game would be on at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, or Russ Abbott's Madhouse or whatever, Noel Edmonds' Party House or whatever. And the family would sit down and watch it together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you spend the quality time. Now everyone's, even if you are sitting in the sitting room all together, someone has their headphones on with their phone, someone's doing another thing on a tablet or something, someone's playing a Switch or something, like there's not much you know, quality time.
No, no, we've lost all of that now. That's all gone, you know.
Mm.
And even
that was really big in England.
Sorry, Rob. What did you say, Rob?
Not just saying that thing of Saturday evenings and what have you. That was huge in England.
It was, yeah, with a glass of wine, yeah, yeah, like Gogglebox, yeah.
Oh,
what's that in the background? Who's that in the background? Oh, Jesus. Are you on the phone? He said. Tell him you're on the radio, Rob.
Sorry, say that again.
Tell him you're on the radio. You're not just on the phone. You're on the radio. It's a bit more important.
Oh, yes.
hang on, let me go to Martin as well. Martin, hi, how are you?
I'm well, Niall. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Martin, the price of stamps, firstly. Let's deal with that. First things first.
Yeah, well, I have to be honest. It's a long time since I've had to use stamps myself. I'm not a great letter writer. Kind of fell into the trap of email and, you know, WhatsApp and all the rest of it, the same as most of us. But on the topic of stamps, I do remember as a child, not postage stamps, but Green Shield stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, Jessica won't remember them, but I remember the Green Shield stamps.
No.
Yeah. And then you go into, was it Woolworths? Wasn't it Woolworths had the Green Shield stamp section down the back?
Yeah, and a lot of the garages when you'd be filling up, I mean, obviously I didn't have a car, I was only a child at the time, but when I'd be out with my father, you'd be filling up with petrol,
you'd get a sheet. Yeah, you get a sheet of stamps, yeah.
I don't know about other counties, but in Dublin, I think the Green Shield kind of shop, warehouse kind of place, I think it was North Darrell Street. Mm. And I remember going in a few times, and they had catalogues. You could get a catalogue.
That's right, yeah.
It was about half as thick as a phone book with all the different things you could get.
Yeah, so you get something cheap for like two books of stamps. But if you wanted a telly, like that was 1,000 books of stamps.
Yeah, it was like walking into an Aladdin's cave.
Yeah.
You could get everything, you know, from a flower mop to, you know, to a music centre. And then all of a sudden they went, you know.
Yeah, and then do you remember the Tiger Tokens? Esso did the Tiger Tokens, which is something similar.
There was laws brought in to stop them doing it.
Yeah, they brought in legislation which kind of stopped all of that. I don't know what the legislation was, but that they weren't allowed to promote, you know, to sell fuel or energy, whatever it was. So that all had to kind of come to an end. And I don't know how profitable it was in the first place, to be honest with you. I missed all of that, those kind of stamps. I remember licking the stamps and sticking them into the book for me dad, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But I agree with you certainly on vinyl. I mean, and you know me, my thing about radios, and I don't have a television. I love radio, and I particularly love old radios, old valve radios, and music centres, you know, music units. I don't think you get the same tone or quality from solid state as you do from valves. And yeah, it takes time for them to warm up. You turn it on and you hear takes a bit of time.
Yeah.
You know,
Jessica's just lost here now, completely lost.
Yeah, it doesn't put me down. I know.
Jessica,
yeah.
Do you know what a valve is? It's not something that water rushes through, by the way, can I mention? Do you know what a valve is, Jessica?
No.
Okay, it's like a glass bulb, essentially, which essentially was like a capacitor, I suppose. But it was a glass bulb inside that. So nowadays, valves don't exist anymore. They're tiny little chips that would be inside electronic items. Years ago, they were like bulbs. They were like glass bulbs. They were called valves.
Yeah, essentially, they predated transistors.
Mm. You know? Sorry, transistors. That's what I meant to say, not capacitors, yeah.
It's educational tonight.
It is educational. Yeah, we're all learning something. Yeah, but those old valve radios and valve amplifiers, and I know people who still have valve amplifiers, by the way, that still work, the sound was just awesome off them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. For me, there's a different tone and quality that I don't think you get with solid state. And I certainly think, you know, when it comes to things like CD and
you don't get it, because here's the thing. When CDs came out first, the biggest problem they had was they couldn't fit the music on it, right? And the most they could put on it was 3 songs. And that wasn't good enough because they needed to get an album, which was normally about 10 songs, onto it, because you're 2 sides to an album, right? So they had to figure out how we're going to get
10 songs onto a piece of plastic that at the moment we can only fit 3 on. So they said, right, here's a clever idea. The human ear can only hear certain frequencies. Let's remove all the frequencies that they can't hear, and then we'll put it back onto it and see what it... And that's how they managed to do it. So they squeezed it on. So they compressed it. And that's what's missing from... So that's why CDs and solid state, i.e. Spotify and all, have that kind of clinical sound. It's not raw.
Yeah, because I honestly believe that a lot of those frequencies that they're talking about, although people say they can't hear them, they're subliminal. They, you know, you might not realize you're hearing them.
But you can. But I think you can hear them. And I did it. Yeah, I remember doing a demonstration one night in Tamango. As I said, it was an amazing sound system we had. And I remember doing a demo, playing the same song for a group of people that were there on some visit for something. And I played the same song on CD and on vinyl. And the difference was outstanding. You just couldn't mistake the difference.
Yeah. You know, it's all changed. I mean, I was just thinking earlier on when you were talking, I was also thinking about, you know, I mean, I had a rally chopper when I remember them.
Yeah.
Now I have a bike. I honestly don't even know the make of the bike. I bought it a few years ago when I decided I needed to get a bit of exercise. And it has 20 gears. And now it's not, I don't go out. I'm not, what's this they call them? Something men in lycra.
Oh, I just go out
for a cycle.
No, I can't imagine you in the lycra now going out looking like a beach whale.
You've never seen me in lycra. I go for a quick spin around the Phoenix Park or that, you know, just in jeans and sneakers and the usual, you know. But it's nowhere near as enjoyable as the 3-speed rally chopper I had when I was a 13-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's 20 gears on it. It can cope with anything, you know, but it doesn't, it's not.
I haven't cycled a bike in years. I used to love my bike. I had a chopper as well. And I had a racer. We used to call them racers, which was a 5-speed racer. Jessica, did you have a bike when you were young?
I did, yeah.
Did you have a bike now?
Or could you
be arsed?
No, I have a bike.
And would you go out on it? Do you go out on it?
Well, no, well, I've had it about 3 years and the thing's rusted to pieces.
Oh, right, okay, so you're not using it is what you're telling me.
Oh, it was only a cheap thing. I think I got it for like £100 in Halifax.
Well, that wasn't cheap.
It was just for my old job, just to get me, because I used to do the night shifts, like from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. So it was just to cycle home rather than waste money on taxis or, you know, walking home late at night.
The best time to see bikes in Dublin, well, certainly in Dublin when I was a kid, was Boxing Day or Stevens's Day, as people call it in Ireland. It is actually Stevens Day, not Stevens's, but people say Stevens's. That was the best time to
everyone
see all the bikes.
Everyone with their Christmas wheels.
Yeah, everyone with their Christmas bikes, their Triumph 20s and their choppers and their grifters and their whatever other rally bike was the big deal at the time. I remember them well.
Yeah.
Let me go to Del Boy. Yeah. Let me go to Del Boy as well. Del Boy, hi, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, Grant, hang on. Hey, Google.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Hey, Google. Google, stop. Google, stop. Google. Yeah, by the way, I do that thing, you know, when Siri starts saying things. I go, Siri, shut up. And it actually does shut up when you say shut up.
Does it work?
It does,
does it
yeah.
Work shut up?
Yeah, you go, Siri, shut
they're
up.
I'm listening to you, Niall. I wouldn't have that.
I'm going to tell you. No, look, they're definitely listening. I was in the car yesterday, right? And my stepdaughter was with me, and we were talking about guitars, right? And she was saying, oh, I'd love to learn how to play the guitar. She's only 15. And I said, God, that'd be great. You know what I mean? If you were serious about it and want to commit to it and all that. So I was fine. And then I put on the, you know, Spotify. And I don't pay for Spotify, so there's ads every 4 or 5 songs.
I don't pay for it either.
Yeah, no. So there's ads every 4 or 5 songs. So an ad comes on, and what was the ad for? Guitar lessons. I said,
what?
That's weird. Guitar lessons.
Say it again.
The ad was for, Del Boy, sorry, are you hard of hearing? The ad was for guitar lessons, Del Boy.
What are you shouting for?
Because somebody could just said you couldn't hear me.
I didn't understand you.
Oh, okay. So, Del Boy, what do you miss?
We were talking about DJs in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the blind.
Oh,
all those different areas.
Where was the blind? Remind me where the blind was. I remember the blind. Where was that?
That was the Afro spot.
Oh, right, down
there
the side of...
Times of the week.
Yeah, it was off Fleet Street.
It was indeed.
Yeah.
And the underground on Dame Street.
Yeah.
And what was it? Northern Soul. No, on the Wednesday night, Northern Soul. Oh, my God. The dancing. I love the dancing. The Northern Soul.
Yeah.
Have I lost you?
No, you haven't lost me. I'm listening to you. But yeah, yeah, I agree with you. The clubs were great in those days. You had Chivago, the Ace of Clubs, all the old ones, the Ace of Clubs, Saturdays. Remember Saturdays? Yeah.
Yeah, and there were so many tucked away clubs around that way.
The Apartment.
The Apartment, yeah, yeah. When you walk on the tiles, no, you didn't walk on the tiles, but the tiles.
They lit up.
The Apartment, they'd light up. Yeah. Disco dancing.
Same out in Saturdays out in the country club in Port Marnock, like they had the big dance floor and it was based off Saturday Night Fever.
I wasn't a South, no, I wasn't any part of that.
Okay.
Nah.
And by the way, Del Boy, do you send letters to people?
What?
Do you send letters to people? Do I need to send hand signals here? Do you send letters to people?
So we send what?
Oh, God. Please, Del, I understand before one of us dies. Do you send letters to people? Letters.
Letters? Oh, no. Only on Valentine's Day.
Only on Valentine's Day. Right, okay. There's a lucky woman, isn't she?
Oh, she is. I'm a lucky man.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you're mad. You love Martin, will you send a Valentine's card this year?
Me?
Yeah. With a letter. Go on.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Martin. Would you send a Valentine's card, Martin?
No, I won't be sending any Valentines.
No.
There's one person that possibly I could do, but I don't even know her address. So.
Well, when you can find out, you can find out, Martin. You know, it can be anonymous, by the way. Although they'd probably ban that next. They'd say we're stalkers if we're sending cards to random people anonymously.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. I mean, like, you know, if you don't know a person's address, you know, how, and you don't know anyone that knows their address, how would you find out their address without being really, really devious and coming across very stalkerish?
Yeah. So, no. Yeah, I get you.
No. But there are lots of ladies out there that I love anyway, you know. So I'll put that in.
Well done, Martin. Well done. Listen, I have to wrap it up. Del Boy, thanks a lot, by the way.
I think I'll sign off now.
Well, why? Oh, yeah, well, you're a good man. Del Boy, thanks very much. See you.
All right, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. He does sound like a Del Boy, doesn't he? What? Martin, thanks very much.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.